This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Happy weekend, everybody. Happy weekend to you. Glad you're with us. And as we start our show this afternoon, I'm really excited because we have our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He connects you to your best future, and he also turns candidates into contenders. Welcome back, Joe.
Good afternoon, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And before we really get into it, because we've got a meaty topic this afternoon, how can our audience get in contact with you?
The easiest way to learn more about me, Freddie, would be to visit my website, and that's rippleconnects.com. They get a better idea of my coaching and some of the impacts that I've had on individuals' careers through my specific methods of interview coaching and how to build your bench of advocates and talk about your transferable skills to others and so forth, or reach out to me directly. That number is 763-438-1621. I return everybody's calls. It's the right thing to do. Leave a voicemail. I'll certainly get back to you.
All right. And also, this we want to kick off, we want to talk about mentoring. And you noted to us earlier that January is National Mentoring Month. So why is finding and working with a mentor important to your career? I know there are some people who go their entire careers, Joe McKenzie, without having a mentor at all. So why is it so important?
I know many people that have had regrets or just felt like they needed one and that never was able to connect the dots. Personally, I've benefited from very good mentors. I include yourself into that team of mentors. You've helped me come a long way in 3.5 years as the co-host of the New Beginnings program. I was very, very timid to talk about that many career topics, but now you've brought me along to the point where I've been on syndicated radio and just comfortable in my own skin talking about what's compelling and what's relevant to my listeners. That is the work of you. That you brought me along to the point where I'm very comfortable curating the right information for our listeners, but also making it actionable and relevant to all our listeners on a weekly basis.
That's interesting. So there's an untold benefit, because I can say conversely that many of the ideas that you bring forward to our listeners, there are definite takeaways for me as well. So is that an act of mentoring too, that the mentee receives as much as the mentor?
I believe so. I've had another case, my mentor who really got me into this career coaching field over 10 years ago, I believed our relationship was reciprocal. I felt that he learned a lot from me, and obviously he gave me that wherewithal to do what I'm doing now. And so, yes, that's a good point, Freddie. I think the balance in a mentor relationship can be reciprocal, but it doesn't always play out that way. But yeah, it does happen where both sides benefit. And I think that's a very underlooked way of looking at a mentoring. Sometimes I think it's out of balance. But in this case, you know, working with you, I feel it's in balance. Working with my mentor that got me into this field, it was very balanced. I thought I brought a lot of information to him, and he gave me that confidence. And really, he harnessed my transferable skills of sales and marketing to really help people find their voices in career transition, talk about their transferable skills, talking to their network about what they want to do. How do you get that confidence in an interview? And a lot of it was my sales training, making sales calls. That's transferable. I took that to a whole nother level with my clients.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, our co-host on New Beginning, about mentoring, and this is National Mentoring Month. So is it always a formal situation when we're talking about a mentoring relationship?
I don't think it always becomes a formal where you sit down and you say, hey, can you be my mentor? I think it grows. I think finding a mentor is granular. I think we figure out, you know, who do we like being around to begin with, but those same people those mentors need to be honest with us. They need to be positive and constructive with us. We need to be able to trust them, you know, being a good listener. These are the types of things that it takes time to figure out who you can trust. It takes time to figure out who's going to be your champion, who, you know, are they going to have enough time for you? So to answer your question, Freddie, I think mentoring, it becomes more, it's a granular approach, and eventually you start to see it as that relationship, and then it amplifies from there.
Interesting. So can you, so I'm thinking then you can have more than one mentor.
Absolutely. And I've been in that situation. You know, I mentioned you and my first mentor 10 years ago, it's not a large team, but it's two or three at any given moment that I feel that I can go to, that I can trust. They're good listeners. They understand where I'm coming from. They have no hidden agenda. They're not trying to get me to do something I don't want to do. And so having that, it's more than a bench of advocates, but it's people, that those go-to people that seem to get you. And when they get you, then they can amplify what you bring to the table. Freddie, at no point did I ever feel like you were trying to make me into something I wasn't. You wanted to bring out my authentic voice. You knew I had the finesse to talk about a lot of topics, and we worked on that. You were a steady guiding force, and I appreciate that. That's something that I'll always remember, because you're the first person that let me broadcast my voice to more than just a small group of people.
Well, that makes me smile to hear that. But, you know, it's easy when you have, and I think maybe that's a key portion of this, is having a mentee who is willing to go the distance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to be the best I can. And that does come into a relationship. You may find if you might have a mentor that has brought you along as far as they can, and you might have to seek other mentors to take you in a new direction at some point too. So it's kind of a build it granularly, but it's organic in nature, where it can change over time. And we just have to know the importance of it. I believe that we make a compelling case for why should someone have a mentor. And I'm not talking that just because the baby boomers are in the second part of their careers, they can't benefit from a mentor. They can. Let's think about the generational diversity in the workplace today, Freddie. We have almost four generations working in the workplace today. It doesn't mean that the baby boomers should see themselves just as the person that's doing the mentoring. Maybe seek out someone of another age that can help amplify how you connect with the new technology or that next generation. Maybe someone that's younger than you can become your mentor. And I want to put that out there, because I think that's an important point to have. Do you agree with that, Freddie?
I do. And to amplify on that, even somebody who's not in the line of work that you're in right now.
Absolutely. That is so critical. That we talk about, a few weeks ago, we talked about the wisdom of crowds and cognitive diversity. If someone from another industry works with me and you at any given point, and they look at it differently to solve a problem than we do, and they teach us that or give us that method, we may solve problems more effectively because someone's coming in from another industry. That is gold right there. And that's why we have to be open to that someone from another industry may be our best mentor.
You just never know where that real nugget, that really great mentor is going to come from. And I think part of it, from what I've learned, especially working with you and working with a few others, that you have to be open for the possibilities to see where the gifts actually do lie. And what if you're looking, maybe you figure you do need, or you do determine that you need a mentor that to help you to go to the next level. What's something that we can do today, Joe, that could put us on the path of identifying that mentor who could be in our lives right now?
Well, I mentioned some parameters for what makes a good mentor. In my opinion, someone that's going to be honest with you, but also be very positive and constructive, and who has time for you. you can trust them. You start thinking about who those people are. It may still be nebulous. They may be part of your bench of advocates that you've built over the years. But if you use those as your parameters, I think that's a good start, Freddie. I talk about that person shouldn't have a hidden agenda. That person you're seeking shouldn't have a hidden agenda. Those are some parameters I think we should all use to start thinking about who they could be. So let's use that as a guide. If someone doesn't have the time for you, or is not a good listener, is not honest with you, I don't know if they're going to make a very good mentor. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that, and then it's just time to move on to the next one. Joe, we're just about out of time. Is there a final thought that you can share with our audience?
Just that many times mentors can amplify your career, and it can be reciprocal in nature. You may be able to help someone else, so be open to it and use those parameters that we discussed to find that mentor.
All right, and you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
A coalition of Minnesota advocacy and activist groups have united to commemorate the anniversary of the 2017 Women's March with a one-day conference for experienced and newly motivated activists to turn outrage into action for ongoing grassroots efforts in the work for social justice. The Men by Men 2018 Beyond Resistance Conference will be held January 28th at Harding High School in St. Paul. The conference centers around three themes: community building, effective activism skills, and understanding the issues. Dr. Rose Brewer, professor of African American and African Studies at the University of Minnesota, will present the keynote entitled Forging Revolutionary Change in an Era of Right-Wing Reaction. Other planned sessions include presentations bridging the red-blue divide from Better Angels, Minnesota, women of color leaders in the social justice movement from Take Action Minnesota, caucus training, and much more. So turn your resistance into action at the Men by Men 2018 Beyond Resistance Conference. Again, that's January 28th at Harding High School in St. Paul. The full schedule and registration is available at menbymen.org. That's mnxmn.org.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, I'm Freddie Bell. Welcome back to New Beginnings. Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare and the new Medicare cards that are on the way. To fight fraud, the government is removing personal information from your ID card. Congress has come up with a way to make it harder for Medicare scammers to steal your ID and to rip you off. The solution? It's a new Medicare card that doesn't include your Social Security number, your gender, or your signature. The new cards start going into effect on April 1st, 2018. Each of these cards will feature a computer-generated Medicare beneficiary identifier assigned just to you. The MBI is made up of 11 numbers and letters and will be used for billing to verify eligibility for services and to check the status of a claim. Now, these changes will make it considerably harder for criminals to steal your identity. According to the Justice Department, the number of identity theft cases for people 65 or older hit 2.6 million in 2014. But true to their nature, these scammers are already using the moment to target the 58 million people who will be getting new cards in 2018. The Federal Trade Commission reports that ripoff artists are now calling beneficiaries pretending to be from Medicare. Maybe you've gotten one of those calls. If you have, call me at 888-639-9738. Here are some of the common pitches. Number one, you're asked for your Social Security number and bank information so you can get the new card. Okay, we've heard about this before. Hang up. Medicare never calls you and will never ask for such information. Number two, you're asked to pay for your new card. Hang up. The new card is absolutely free. And the third thing that these scammers will do concerning the new Medicare cards is that you're told that you will lose your Medicare benefits if you don't give them money and personal information right then. Hang up the phone. The free card will be sent to you automatically. Your benefits will remain the same. Mailing cards to so many people is a big job, so it'll take some time, but don't worry. If you get your card before or after your spouse or if your friends or colleagues get theirs first, know that yours is on the way. Medicare members have until December 31st, 2019 to begin using the new ID. Both the new card and your current card will still be valid until then. We just want to give you some ideas on how to protect yourself against these new Medicare card scammers. So now that you are aware of the new Medicare card coming in April, what about Medicare? What about what it will cover? What about what it won't cover? Here's how to plan for your other health costs. It's really not unusual for people on Medicare to spend more than $5,000 a year of their own money to cover ongoing health care and insurance costs. And then there are the needs outside of Medicare's purview. Here's some additional costs that you might face and how to cover them. What about hearing aids? Medicare covers ear-related medical conditions, but original Medicare and Medigap plans don't pay for routine tests or aids. Here's the solution. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, check your policy to see if it covers hearing-related needs. Now, if it doesn't, or if you are in an original Medicare plan, consider buying insurance or a membership in a discount plan that helps to cover the cost of hearing aids. Also, some programs help people with lower incomes to get needed hearing support, or you can pay as you go. Congress recently passed legislation allowing some hearing aids to be sold without a prescription. The devices could be available in a few years. Let's move on to dental work. We're sharing some ideas on what Medicare may not cover and how you might be able to handle those health costs. The original Medicare plan doesn't cover dental care, such as routine checkups or the big ticket items, such as dentures or root canals. Ouch. Nor do Medigap policies. Here's a solution. Some Medicare Advantage plans offer dental coverage, but if yours doesn't, or if you opt for original Medicare coverage, consider buying an individual dental insurance plan or a dental discount plan. So we've talked about hearing aids. We've talked about dental coverage. What about eyewear, opticians, and eye exams? Now, Medicare does cover ophthalmology and those expenses, such as cataract surgery, but it doesn't cover routine eye exams, glasses, or contact lenses, nor does Medigap plans. What's the solution, Freddie Bell? Well, for some people, it makes sense to buy a vision insurance policy for a few hundred dollars a year to defray the cost of glasses or contact lenses. There are a lot of people in our audience who travel overseas and do quite a bit of traveling in general. And so what about those plans that cover you when you're overseas? Well, the original Medicare and most Advantage plans virtually offer no coverage for medical costs if they happen outside of the United States. A solution is to use some Medigap policies because they will cover certain overseas medical costs. If you travel frequently, you might want a policy that offers this. In addition, some travel insurance policies provide basic health coverage. All you have to do is check the fine print. And then finally, consider Medevac insurance for your far-flung adventures. It's a low-cost policy that will transport you into a nearby medical facility or back home in case of an emergency. So we've looked at hearing aids, we've looked at dental work, eye care. What happens if you happen to travel overseas? Well, what about podiatry and cosmetic surgery? Medicare doesn't generally cover routine medical care for your feet, such as callus removal, nor does it cover elective cosmetic surgery, such as facelifts or tummy tucks. Here's a solution. If you face these costs, you might want to set up a separate savings program to cover those. And then finally, nursing home care. Medicare pays for limited stays in rehabilitation facilities. For example, if you have a hip replacement or need inpatient physical therapy for a week. But if you were to become so frail or sick that you have to move to an assisted living facility or nursing home, Medicare does not cover your custodial care. Nursing homes average about $90,000 a year. Is there a solution? We think so. Planning for nursing home care is a big issue with lots of choices and decisions. But for those with limited income and savings, Medicaid might be the place where you want to turn. This is Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we have more coming up right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Hi, I'm Freddie Bell. It's the flu season, and the CDC announced that while the flu vaccine had performed pretty well with adults who are between 50 and 64, it had no clear impact on the health of people older than 65, those who are at the highest risk of influenza. And that's because older people have weaker immune systems, and vaccines are more effective if your immune system is strong enough to react and form antibodies. But a recent study has revealed a sneaky way that older Americans can ensure their vaccines have a maximum positive effect. Get your shot while you're feeling happy. Officials have known since 1996 that negative moods like stress affect how well vaccines work. They wanted to see just how important mood was. The medical team recently studied 138 people ages 65 and over during and after they received a flu shot, and they found that while a positive mood, healthy diet, exercise, and lower stress all led to an improved immune response, the biggest factor in how well the vaccine worked was the patient's mood on the day of the vaccination. Those who reported having a positive outlook on the day that they got their shot had more antibodies and hence a greater immunity than their sad set counterparts. Being in a good mood turbocharges your immune response in a couple of ways. First, it reduces your levels of the stress hormone cortisol, a hormone that suppresses the immune system. And second, it affects other aspects of your lifestyle that has always been linked to better immunity, like sleep, diet, and exercise. So schedule your flu vaccine on a sunny day, right after a funny movie marathon or a visit with the grandkids. You might get the biggest bang for your buck. I'm Freddie Bell, and New Beginnings continues right now.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
As with their Eat Street sister on Nicollet Avenue, the Bad Waitress at 700 Central and Northeast is committed to working with local purveyors and serving organic food whenever possible. But the Northeast location is a bit more grown up. This finer diner has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu, including the chicken and waffle, with roasted half chicken, bourbon pickled jalapeno corn waffle, and a roasted poblano gravy. Check out the Northeast menu at thebadwaitress.com.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 32. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 11. Sunday will be partly sunny with a high near 18. Sunday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 3. Monday will be mostly clear skies with a high of 15 and a low of 3. Celebrate the resistance and the excitement building towards the 2018 elections with the Blue State Ball, taking place Saturday, March 10th at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. Confirmed guests include Tom Hartman, Norman Goldman, Matt McNeil, Mike McAtee, and lots more. General admission is from 7 to 11 p.m. Tickets available at the door.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
You are listening to New Beginnings, appointed listening each and every weekend right here on your favorite radio station. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the principal of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
Happy Saturday, Freddie. Great to be here.
Same to you. And we're embarking on a 10-week program on resolutions. We've covered the first two, which involve I am. We've also talked about possibilities. And this week, where do we turn our attention?
Oh, something so powerful, of course. Beliefs. All of our belief systems that are created at such a very, very young age. And it's said that most of us create our foundational beliefs, and I shouldn't really say most of us, all of us, create our foundational beliefs about what we believe to be true about ourselves, what we believe to be true about our world, about other people, what we think. All of these fundamental beliefs are created in the first 7 years of our lives. Now think about that for a second. That what we believe to be true about ourselves is created at a very, very young age. And it's important that we do that because our mind has so much information that it has to filter through, and it has to make sense of our world and what it means for us to navigate our little piece of the world. And because it's different for each and every individual. That being said, beliefs that go unchecked and unquestioned can get to the point where they simply no longer serve us. And belief is that thing that really allows you to either activate a new possibility or collapse into the idea of lack and limitation. And I would say that all beliefs of lack and limitation are usually surrounded they fall under two umbrellas. And those two umbrellas are I'm not good enough, or I am not enough in some sort of capacity, or I don't have enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not confident enough. I'm not wealthy enough. I'm not healthy enough. I'm not whatever enough. And the other one is I don't have enough. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough resources. And it's these beliefs. And if you think about it, these beliefs only exist in our head, that there's no one out there forcing us to hold on to these beliefs, that we can free ourselves at any given time with new information to allow ourselves to break free of these limiting beliefs and walk into a bigger truth about ourselves. And that bigger truth is that we already have the capacity to grow and learn and discover and become anything at all that we set our minds to, that it is up to us. And it is a fundamental belief right then and there to either accept or not accept the fact that we are creative beings called to this life to create the biggest, boldest, healthiest, most joyful life that we can imagine for ourselves or not. That's really the crux of it all. And if you can believe that you already are this person, that you are resourceful and have everything you need, then nothing can stop you.
That's Kelly Von Hodekarf with a very powerful message today. How can we get more information, Kelly?
952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
And this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. It's now time to talk about the state of your health. And let's talk about salt in your life. What's the verdict on sodium? Well, some of the results may surprise you. There are a lot of people who have high blood pressure, and it's an epidemic in our country, long linked to sodium intake. The average American adult consumer consumes about 3,400 milligrams of sodium a day through a diet rich with salt. And whereas the federal government recommends that to keep your blood pressure in check, that people 51 and older should consume less than 1,500 milligrams per day, the state of your health proposes to decrease daily salt intake by more than half. However, this adjustment is extremely difficult and requires highly vigilant dietary behaviors. And an increasing number of scientists are willing to testify that these targets are not supported by science. That's right. Should you drastically cut down on salt? And I know there are a lot of people who are saying, of course you should cut down on salt. Now, you've been told to cut back on sodium for decades. The food supply is loaded with salt, which we know raises blood pressure. Well, there's a report that says that the best advice is for everyone to cut back, almost everyone. That advice is even more pointed for older folks. With age, the body's ability to process sodium declines. Around menopause, women tend to develop salt-sensitive high blood pressure. Men also become less efficient at metabolizing sodium, usually in their 60s and beyond. But in recent years, that long-accepted advice has come under fire. The current recommendations are too extreme, according to some doctors. And right now, the doctors say that there is no evidence that cutting salt to very low levels like 1,500 milligrams I just mentioned is beneficial. There have been three studies that have shown little or no indication that people are eating an unhealthy amount of sodium. One of those, a 2014 Danish study, set optimum sodium levels at between 2,645 and 4,945 milligrams. Here's the evidence. Why is one set of medical experts so certain about declaring salt guilty while another set is passionately defending it? Well, one reason is that salt affects people differently. It's not how much salt you consume, but it's whether or not your body can process the sodium. When your body is operating efficiently, the kidneys can rid a huge amount of sodium, maybe 5,000 milligrams or more. But not everybody can handle a lot of salt. About half of the population is salt sensitive. When they consume salt, their blood pressure climbs usually about 10 points. And unfortunately, scientists have yet to develop an easy-to-administer test for salt sensitivity. In fact, cutting down on sodium dramatically may pose its own risk. Reviewing data from over 100,000 people with an average age of 55, researchers have found that both too much sodium, that's over 7,000 milligrams a day, and too little sodium, that's under 3,000 milligrams, were linked to an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Who would have thought? While sodium can raise blood pressure, electrolytes such as potassium keep it from climbing. Potassium helps the kidneys get rid of salt. So it's equally important to make sure you're getting enough. Bananas, sweet potatoes, canned tuna, orange juice, tomato sauce, yogurt, and milk are all very, very good sources. A number of experts debate sodium levels, but most of them do agree on this. Your kitchen salt shaker isn't the culprit. Roughly 75% of the sodium that we consume comes in processed or restaurant food. In 2016, the Food and Drug Administration issued voluntary guidelines for the food industry to lower sodium levels in 150 categories of processed and restaurant items. One way to control salt intake is to prepare the meals yourself. And finally, if you have hypertension or if you are pre-hypertensive, that might include a third of our listeners, it makes sense to reduce our sodium intake. But don't try to count every milligram. Very few people know how much sodium that they consume each day. It's almost impossible for anybody to know. So instead of worrying about the numbers, it's better to cut back on foods that are laden with salt, such as cold cuts and cured meats, pastas, pizza, baked goods, bread, and soups. You need to protect yourself regardless of whether salt is eventually found guilty. That's a look at the state of your health. I'm Freddie Bell.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
As he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
This time of year, I enjoy watching birds hop around in the fresh grass looking for worms, seeds, and other delights. I get enthusiastic about that. That's our point of focus, enthusiasm. I get a sense of enthusiasm when I see squirrels bounce excitedly from tree to tree or seeing a young dog run across an open field. These shows of natural enthusiasm remind me of life's simple joys. Although I may have more concerns than a bird, a squirrel, or a young dog, I can still greet each day with enthusiasm and an eagerness to appreciate life in every way possible. You can do it too. If you begin your day with a thought of gratitude, you open the door to a life filled with good and enthusiasm. Look forward to what each day holds, knowing that your enthusiasm will only increase. With this thought in mind, you can be enthusiastic about what lies ahead for the day. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Reimagine a world without violence. On Saturday, January 27th, you're invited to participate in this day-long conference sponsored by Plymouth Congregational Church and the Reimagining Community. Opening and closing services will be led by musician Sarah Thompson. Workshop sessions will focus on immigration, the violence of racism, and how to begin dismantling white supremacy, the LGBTQ community and the violence they live with every day, facing trauma, the police community relationship, using art to help us reimagine nonviolent communication practices within families, and much more. This is the 25th anniversary of the original Reimagining Conference. Come join with others in exploring nonviolence, peace, and healing, with attention to the individual, family, and community. Again, this day-long conference takes place Saturday, January 27th at Plymouth Congregational Church in downtown Minneapolis. Online registration is open until January 23rd, with early bird registration available through January 15th. Find a full schedule of events and register online at reimaginingcommunity.org. Let's reimagine a world without violence together.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. This is Appointed Listening each and every week. And right now, we turn our attention to the spirituality, the spiritual portion of us, and we welcome the Reverend James Stacy. He is a senior minister of Unity South Twin Cities in Bloomington, Minnesota. They have two services each Sunday at 9 and at 10:30. We now continue with a lesson entitled, Love Thy Neighbor, Which Is Already in Progress.
And then she began working with people in Kansas City. And they were coming to see Mrs. Fillmore. And she would always stress, I will not pray for you. I will not heal you. I will pray with you and stand in the truth that will heal you. They began meeting with people in the parlor of their home on Wabash Avenue in northeast Kansas City. And from that, as her husband was slow to wake up, but he did, and he became interested in this power in Myrtle's life. And so he began his own journey. And by 1889, they decided to give their full time, to make it their life's work, to share these ideas. First, by publishing them in Modern Thought in April of 1889. And there began the Unity Movement. It grew and grew in Kansas City, and then began spreading to other cities where people became interested in what was going on with that group back in Kansas City. Very early on, really in 1890, the idea of the Society of Silent Help, soon renamed as Silent Unity, came forth. And this was an opportunity for people to join together as we do in our community prayer, and together focus upon the presence and power, the omnipotent good of God in our individual lives and our community lives, and to support one another and the greater world. That grew so rapidly that by the turn of the century, they put up their first building at 913 Tracy Avenue in Kansas City. And soon in 1907, they began receiving prayer requests by telephone. Unity put in its own switchboard and trunk line. You know, there's a trunk line that comes to a switchboard. And Kansas City had two at that time. City, it was called, and Unity. Unity had a switchboard equal to Kansas City's city board. There was such a volume, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew. Now, essentially, what I wanted to share was that Myrtle Fillmore, in her own individual healing, expanded until she realized that her identity, her truth, involved her relationship, her connection with her neighbors. And that idea caused her healing not to be an isolated story, but the beginning of a worldwide movement that would touch millions upon millions of people. Even to this very day, when Silent Unity takes over 2 million requests for prayer each year, and churches such as ours share in our prayer work and then forward our prayer requests to Silent Unity, where they continue to hold them in their 127 years of ceaseless prayer. Not 1 minute lost in all these years. And whenever you turn to this church or to Silent Unity, you join in that great consciousness, that great power, that God is here and desires your greatest good. That may be in physical healing, healing of finances, relationships, and more, helping you to develop into your fullest truth. So as that movement grew that Myrtle initiated, Jesus Christ's greatest commandment became a reality for her. They weren't just words. They were a living truth in her heart. To love your neighbor as your own self. And so I want us to recall what Jesus called the greatest commandment, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees and their questions, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, Which commandment in the law is the greatest? For there were many laws for the Hebrew people to follow. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the truth of the prophets." Poet and teacher Mark Nepo, in his wonderful book, The Book of Awakening, highlights such unconditional love that is required by the greatest commandment. He writes, "In truth, unconditional love does not require a passive acceptance of whatever happens in the name of love. Rather, in the real spaces of our daily relationships, it means maintaining a commitment that no condition will keep us from bringing all of who we are to each other honestly." Such honesty, as Nepo suggests, reminds me of another profound saying of Jesus, this time recorded in John's Gospel. "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And as I meditate on this, it seems to me it is not just about a physical sacrifice of our bodily life, but we can lay down our lives in the sense of laying down our self-identity, our ego, our status, our image, to be real before others, to be vulnerable, to be true, to be ourself before others. Now, as Charles said, anyone can sing a little song. And so perhaps this simple song might bring it home to us, or at least be a melody that lingers in our heart. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. We may not go far, but sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together. Wherever I go, I know he goes. Wherever I go, I know she goes. No fits, no fights, no feuds, no egos. Amigos together. Through thick and through thin, all out or all in, and whether it's win, place, or show, with you for me and me for you, we'll muddle through whatever we do, together, wherever we go. Well, we'll thank Gypsy for that song, but it does bring an essential truth home to us, both a truth of our unity foundation, perhaps one of the simplest essences of what we teach and strive to follow in unity, that no matter how many differences we have with other people, whether that be our background in race, ethnicity, status in the outer world, our educational background, the story of our life, the story of whether we are conservative or progressive, all those differences that we can make so important, but we cannot deny one elementary fact, that we all have the same God life within us.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.